And now to some business in a galaxy far, far away. There once was a bickering couple named Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Come on.
You're imagining things.
Am I? Then why are you following me? Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that.
But the Star Wars movies never tell you what happened to these lovebirds and their flirtation. Some people do know.
They get married. They have three kids. You know, in the most recent book, they're grandparents. So they've been together for 40 years at this point.
The parallel universe of Star Wars books is today's last word in business. That voice was Alexandra Alter from The Wall Street Journal. She's been paging through this world and writing about it. She says the creators of this franchise published the first novel in 1976, the year before the first film came out. It was a way to promote the movie.
But it's continued far beyond what anyone, I think, initially thought it would. It's actually gotten to the point where there are really hardcore Star Wars fans that prefer the books to the movies.
That's pretty amazing. It shows you the power of the books. And we should say these books, they cover a time span of something like 25,000 years. I mean, that's a lot of material.
That's right, yes. 25,000 years, and there's more than 200 of the novels. So it goes all the way back to the beginning of the Jedi Order. And right now, they're sort of 40 years beyond where the original trilogy of movies left off, and that's kind of the furthermost point in the future for the novels.
Who is writing all of these things?
There's dozens of writers that contribute. You have people that have kind of specialized in being Star Wars novelists, which is a sort of funny specialty for a novelist because there's not much creative freedom, actually. Lucasfilm controls all the storylines. They provide writers with really detailed plot points. The writers have to submit their outlines for approval, and anything that kind of deviates too far from what Lucasfilm has in mind, it's not going to be approved. That's going to be changed so that they can keep everything consistent across their brand.
So there are actually people who work for Lucas who are looking at these potential books and making sure that characters stay true to who they are and no one dies at the wrong time? That's quite an odd job.
Yes. Lucas Books has three editors that are involved in crafting the storyline. And then sort of the grand master of the universe is the keeper of the holocron is his official title. This is Leland Chi. And he's the continuity editor. And he's got to make sure that, you know, in every single story, the aliens have the right number of eyes and arms, the technology's right. He's the one that makes sure that there's no detail that's amiss, because fans would certainly notice if an alien had five arms and they were supposed to have four.
that certain alien, I knew that alien had five arms.
Exactly.
How does he keep track of all these characters and all this stuff?
That's a great question. So the keeper of the holocron has created this vast database. It has 17,000 characters in it. It's got all the star systems, and I think he's the kind of uber fan and genius who has a lot of it in his head as well.
I would imagine you'd have to be to have that job.
Yeah.
Step back for me, if you can, Alexandra, in the world of books and publishing. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
You know, I haven't come across this. I was really astonished when I first heard about these books. I sort of thought, that's interesting. The story has continued, but I didn't realize how extensive the universe of books is. I mean, Lucas Books is putting out 60 to 70 titles every year. And I don't know of any other movie franchise that has created this other parallel universe of novels that has gone on to be perhaps as successful as a film, certainly reaching an audience far beyond what you would expect.
And so we're getting three new movies, and I know there's a lot of anticipation about how true those characters in the movies are going to be to what we've learned about in the books.
That's right. Fans of the books are concerned that the new movies are not going to be faithful to the narrative that's unfolded. You know, 40 years have passed in the Star Wars world. Han and Leia are married. They have kids. Luke is married and has a son. And I think Star Wars fans really want to see those characters come to life on the screen. And some of them are going to be very upset if they don't see the story of the books played out in films.
Alexandra Alter, thanks for joining us, and may the Force be with you.
Thanks so much. With you as well.
And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.